Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's living in the realm. Song Bullap Boogie by Linda Irwin. I want you guys all to jump in, be ready, and do this. I know a lot of you have waited a long time to get to see me or hear me, but now you've got me. We're going to go ahead and we're going to do it really wild and do it like we do on Psychics Gone Wild. Yes, it's living in the realm, but we've got so many callers coming in that we're going to have to do this quick, fast, and fun. So for all of you guys who've listened and know, we're going to be doing this with Casey Kelly. Are you here, Kelly?
I are here.
We're going to show them how we do it on Living in the Realm and Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of people, a lot of questions, a lot of ones wanting to get answered. Kelly, what do they need to give you to get that reading from you?
Okay, what I need is your month, your day, and your year of birth. And because my phone kind of acts up on occasion here, make sure you say it slow and clear for me, for my phone's sake. So, yeah, because it's old and has mammoth.
Great, and we've got about three of you, so 720-366, so 720-366.
Wow.
Hello.
Colorado, tell him.
Hello, Destro.
Hello, Avatar, you little wild one. You found me.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Kelly?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I was calling in today because Since the last time I talked to you, Jeff, I had some energy work done. I had some cleansing, and then I had some energy work. So I wanted you to tap in on that and anything else that you guys might be picking up.
I love it. You also are one of our little drinkers of the tea and the coffee health girl, aren't you?
I've been drinking the coffee.
How do you like that?
You know what? I'm not a coffee drinker, so the first cup, it had to kind of grow on me, and I said, this tastes pretty good. So I've been fasting, so I've been having it with my little fruit in the morning and a cup of coffee.
Ooh, sounds good. What?
I need you to give me a favor here and just give Kelly your date of birth, and while I'm giving you the few minutes, she's going to do it. And if we don't get to say thank you, we're just going right on to the next person. We've got about 15 people waiting.
Okay. 5853.
Okay, 5853.
Oh, there we go. 5853. Okay, there we go. That
man. There, and Kelly's got your numbers, and I've got the energy with you. I do feel the healing. I also feel these angels are really cycling up for you, and quickly you're going to see a lot of positive coming out of it. You are feeling and doing a lot better. Did you see our friend Martin in Denver?
Yes, I did.
Yes, tell him that we're glad to see him and looking forward to being there. I'm going to be doing a book signing in Wyoming, and hopefully I will have books for those of you who get a hold of me, and I will sign books for you guys in Denver if you can catch me there.
Okay,
I will be
where are you going to be at in Denver?
Right now they're working with me, and it's a contest between which bookstore. So you got to stay tuned and call me at 928-284-0437, any of you guys that know, because I will work with you. And I've had some people let me know that they've got a couple bookstores open. It may end up being Boulder, too. So I'll have one in Denver and one in Boulder. But right now, last we heard, they were still working on that. So here we go, and Kelly's going to give you your date of birth. Kelly?
All righty. Yeah, she gave me that, and it's Ivatar is a Jack of Diamonds, and it's called the Salesperson's Card. So I'm thinking she would probably be really good at doing this coffee stuff, but these people are sharp, clever, always able to make a good living using their wit and charm, very independent and creative. She operates as much from her instincts as she does from her quick and creative mind. She can get along and do well in life by virtue of her inherited financial expertise. Few heed the call of their highest ideals, which has become that king. The King of Diamonds is known as the business sense card, but very much, you know, she has that possibility to move up and actually do that. She's got a lot of natural psychic ability, intuitiveness, you know, follow her guts, that can lead her to direct spiritual realization. All Jacks kind of tend to be a little bit fixed in their mind, which sometimes prevents them from exploring that intuition, which is actually one of your greatest gifts. Some become professional psychics themselves, and others may totally fear that open channel. But in any event, most of you come to use it, you know, in later life, and it's very much a gift. You've got great power to persuade people. You're very successful in work that brings you in front of groups or individuals. You can make a really good living in entertainment or healing professions. Many are really artistically inclined. Some can be particularly gifted in artistic fields. Often you'd like to do something really good for the world, you know, heal the world, et cetera. But being a Jack, you may live out your entire life kind of playing around and having fun. Okay. Certainly that's an aspect of it.
Very good. Is that Ivatar? That's what we've got for you today, and we welcomed you back and bless you, and on we go.
Okay, thank you.
We're going on to 720-763. You're up with me and Kelly. And here we go. One more time, 720-763.
Hi, it's me, Cheyenne. How you doing?
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Pretty good. I called you back one day, and I don't know what was going on. It sounded like you were having a discussion with somebody, and it's like I couldn't leave a message, and I didn't ever get called back. I'm not sure. I got in the middle of a discussion.
Well,
and
I never received your phone call.
Oh, no.
I never received your phone call. Yeah, no. It was probably my voicemail.
Oh, shoot.
But,
okay.
A lot of wacky things have been going on with the reception of the telephone and the energy around here, so...
Aha, okay. So give it a try. Okay,
so,
I will get back with you soon.
Okay, thank you. how are you today, Jethro? I hear you're coming to Denver. Hello?
Ah, I'm not sure what happened. Okay, Jethro, are you still there? I am not sure. I'm thinking it kicked him off or did something. It's like, so, yeah, I'm not positive what went on. But anyway.
Should we just wait a little bit till he... Yeah.
Comes back in. It's like, yeah, he's gonna have to log back in. It's like, it's pretty amazing when you're the host of the show and it kicks you off. That's when you go Blog Talk. We're having a problem. It's like worse than Houston. It's like Blog Talk. All righty. Anyway, So let's see. Well, I'm gonna ask real quick, Cheyenne. Since I'm doing the birth card reading part of this, I'm gonna go ahead and ask for your birth date. You know. All that good stuff, and I'm just going to,
okay.
For the heck of it, see what you are. Month,
day, 5-16-60.
Wow, another Taurus person, because Ivatar was also in the month of May there. Okay, in the very, very month of May. Let's see what you are. As a 5-16 person, you are... Oh, you're a 3 of diamonds with a 7 of hearts. As your planetary ruler. Okay, let's see what that shows. I know threes are a lot of changeableness. Threes are really excessively creative cards. And in this case, it's called the card of financial creativity. It's considered actually one of the most difficult life paths of all the cards, especially when this three of diamonds is a woman, because the queen of diamonds, your personality and karma card, is the other second most difficult card in the deck. So, wow, you got some talent to save you in this lifetime, okay? Indecision in values, along with this past life relationship, karma, which is the six of hearts of your karma card, can result in a lot of challenges with your affections. You could be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. All the threes says are guilty of worry and indecision, and you've got to find constructive outlets for your overactive minds. The best remedy is to find some expression of your creativity. You've got to express yourself. A natural interest in metaphysics, you know, of course, we're here, should be cultivated if you're to know more peace in your life and to overcome many hurdles and temptations. You've really got a mind that can penetrate the secrets of the universe. Among those secrets lies the understanding about your life and the personal karma you're here to deal with. That understanding brings a lot of peace into your life. You always know right from wrong, though sometimes you try to ignore what you know. Not all three of the diamonds have those problems. You know, when you're operating out of the high side of that card, you're very extremely creative and productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways, and you can be one of the greatest entertainers or public speakers. You've really got a powerful mind and usually a powerful voice to match. With that voice and mental resources to back it up, you can be the most effective promoters once you have found something you really believe in. So... consider yourself lucky if you have a three of diamonds promoting your products and services. I'd like to talk to you about coffee later. Anyway, we have more satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various different things. There's usually someone younger for whom you must make sacrifices, often one or more of your children. You've got 2 nines in your life path. Your later life can be disappointing unless, big unless, capitals. You have developed that spiritual side, which is going to give you that peace and wisdom. You're really here to try on many ideas for size and then settle on the truth, you know, kind of like going shoe shopping, but, you know, you're always going to find the right fit. You always benefit from changes and travel that are advised and advised to pursue a career that gives you some freedom in that area. In relationships, again, you run neck and neck with that queen of diamonds as being the most difficult in the deck in that area. You just have so much creativity that you come into this life feeling there's boundless realms to explore and experience. And at some point, you realize you have tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal that you really have to deal with along the way. It usually manifests as multiple relationships or chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage. Or the flip side of that is you draw people in who are like that. You need to deal with your own inner insecurities, and until you do, you have, you know, you choose to have those transitory relationships. You know, you have a lot of them. It just indicates, you know, multiple marriages are common. It's not, you know, necessarily means that's something that you are doing. Just says, you know, don't be surprised if that occurs. You have a 7 of diamonds or a 7 of hearts in Venus, and that tells that you're learning to let others be as they are and to heal your own fear of betrayal or abandonment. Your 6 of hearts first karma card tells us you arrive in this life with the tendency to be somewhat possibly thoughtless, some, you know, about other people's feelings or whatever, kind of a carefree nature, but that's one of the things you're going to grow and learn. Sometimes you...
Hello, we've got her together, we've got him back on, and we've got Desra back in the show. We gave you really good with it, Cheyenne, and now you got your reading from Kelly. That was really a really weird, odd energy. I know we lost quite a few callers through that, but that is the Blog Talk Boogie. And what we're going to do is we're going to go right over and do the Jethro dance. So here we go. How are you, Cheyenne?
I am great. How are you doing?
Now that I got through all those phone number calling, whipping numbers out, slapping the flies and hitting the window, I'm better. Oh, my.
I feel like it's like my, I've just settled my lawsuit today. And in another week, I will have the money from the lawsuit in my pocket. And
yes.
I feel like it's time for me to take a trip. Like, I just received this message that I should go to Sedona for about 7 days.
Oh,
you
lucky one.
I feel like I need a little vacation.
I feel it, and it'll be perfect.
I feel like it's just time for me to go down there and cement some things in my life. Like, to just get away from here and go down there and just kind of be for like 7 days and just kind of listen and communicate with my guides in a different way than I have before.
I love that. And I due to limited time, I've got 4 minutes with you now because we give you everybody six. But I do love with what we've got with you that do go there. Do enjoy it. Take some time at the cathedral. You know, walk down to the seven sacred pools and go up to the cathedral. I see the other part of your angel working with you. And I'm really blessed and thank you for calling us. I love when you guys call us with good news because we've all been praying and we knew you were going to get through this legal. But you've done it, and I'm so glad for you. I also really see and experience some really good energy of you being able to get your life going back at that other part of your life of what you wanted. And they're telling me that you have got a lot of things happening here. I remember you from before. I think I read just a little bit when you called in, and they keep showing me that you've got some things with children. You've got some other things that are really going to start to cycle here now. And I'd like to get a time with you where I could set up and not only help you with looking at some of the energy, but I also feel with you, Cheyenne, that your whole energy of that is going to change. Do while you're there in Sedona, stop into Crystal Magic or Crystal Castle. They both have my book, Living in the Psychic Realm.
Okay.
I do promote both. I also know that there is a really good reader named Ray, Sedona Ray, and he is in front of Crystal Magic, who is a very phenomenal double Scorpio reader, good person.
Okay. I know that I need to have a reading when I go down there. And how do I get a reading with you?
With me, you want to... I'm in Tampa, Florida, but what I would do is I would read you through Skype, and I would... you get me at jethrosmith.net. That's J-E-T-H-R-O, smith.net. And a lot of times, because you are a Blog Talk reader, you get a deal. This month, we're giving out a real good one, Cheyenne, and I would give you what I do is my $120 reading. You could have it for $60 if you want to do the whole smear, and that means your chart. I do your astrology chart. I send that to you through email, and I also do your hour reading and everything for just the $60 if you do it to psychicjethro@AOL.com for being a Blog Talk listener.
AOL? Is it AOL?
Yes, psychicjethro@AOL.com, and you got to put down something that says Blog Talk Radio, Living in the Realm, one of those, just so I know, you know, so I can keep track of how we became to friends. And I will give you both. Like I said, you'll also get, you know, both of them. The hour reading on the Skype or phone, you choose, and then you get the astrology one. I get your date of birth, and I send you that in your email.
Okay.
Thank you. I feel like you've got some other two things happening, too, and it's going to be exciting to see and read and go through it. And I always welcome, you know, when you guys do a reading like that, send me your pictures, too. I'm on the phone with you, and I love to see the energy because it's really strong. And I have people go, well, you sent me an email reading, too. I don't charge you for that. I luckily have a very excellent typist that I date, and I talk, and she types, and we just look, and I just read. You know, she'll just type it right behind the picture for you. You know, and Cheyenne, I feel like your life is going to do some other energies. I just really see the other blessing, too, is that you're going to start really making some financial just leaps and bounds. This was just the start for you. There's like a bunch of things really good coming.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like my problems are solved. I don't know why, but I was out riding my motorcycle today, and I feel like my problems are no longer problems. They're just in the wind, so to speak.
Blessings to you, and we'll talk soon. I got to go right next. Number one up is 918. We lost a couple 720s. I'm sorry during the interruptions in the wild. 918, it's up to you on Living in the Realm. We're doing it Psyche's Gone Wild style. How are you?
pretty good.
Great. I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro and Casey Kelly. If you'll give Kelly your date of birth number, she'll do your chart while I give you a little bit of your reading from your name.
Okay. It's 7/12/89.
Okay.
And my name's Christopher.
Great. Christopher, I'm picking up that you are in transition. The guys are telling me you've got a lot of energy right now around you that is affecting what's going on there. I say there, but where you're at, and I see that you're, I get a little bit of tears here. I'm picking up that you're kind of, I feel like you kind of got your feelings or your love emotions hurt.
Recently, yes. Because I haven't been in a relationship in forever, and so I really like this guy, and he just pretty much turned into a flake and then just ignored me.
I feel you hurt your feelings. I do feel that. And Christopher, that's just terrible. You know, and this is one thing that's really sad is that as I see the energy of it, I see you were really, your polite way of saying it was he's a flake. That's a nice word because we're on radio, but we all know that basically, you know, with people and energy, the guys are telling me that this isn't going to be, this was some kind of an energy here for you to go through, but the really good thing is there is a good person coming for you spiritually. I see that you're also going to be really strengthening up and looking at life as you know it, and that's also to be able to have the love that you give back. I feel sad for you because that's what I feel. I feel sadness there, and I feel this person didn't only turn into a flake. He also was unfortunately looking to do like you were a notch on his belt or something. It seems like he was looking to just have attention from people, and you know you were caring for him, and then he turned into this monster like thing, this person that was just a pain. And the guides are telling me that this is going to be better for you later, and I'm going to give this over to Kelly now, and I we normally give you more time, but today we have to run so quick because the crazy radio was like throwing us off if you heard earlier. So I thank you, and I'm going to let Kelly give you the reading, and please follow and stay tuned with us, guys.
Okay.
All righty. Christopher, ironically enough, you and Cheyenne, who just called in, share the same birth card. It's like we seem to have people on with similar energies, something like that, calling similar days. You are also a Three of Diamonds, which is that financially creative card. So pretty much everything that I would have said with her is applicable to you. What I didn't really get into her was relationship stuff, where that Three of Diamonds does run neck and neck with that Queen of Diamonds as being the most difficult in the deck. There's, you know, you got a lot of great creativity, and you come into life feeling, you know, there's, you know, boundless things you got to do. You got energy, you got places to go, people to see, things to do, things to explore and experience. And at some point, you realize you have tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal you got to deal with along the way, and it manifests as either multiple relationships or chronic indecision regarding matters of love and marriage, or on the flip side, you draw those people into you. If you yourself are not that way, it tends to project out, and people come into you who are like that. So that's the flip side of that mirror. You need to really deal kind of with some of your own insecurities in that, and until you do, you know, a lot of times you'll kind of choose to have those kind of relationships. You don't consciously choose it, but it's that mirror reflection out, and you tend to draw those people who are like that. That Six of Hearts, that karma card, tells us you arrive in life with that tendency to be, you know, somewhat, you don't necessarily think about others as, you know, much as you need to, and you're going to get lessons in that. Where you some of your differences are, though, here, is you have a Five of Clubs as your planetary ruler. And that reflects a really very restless side to your personality. Because of it, you're fond of travel, changes of residence, meeting new people. It gives you more than average ability to sell or promote products and services, so you fit right in with the role of, like, a traveling salesman. But it's by no means, you know, a sure indication what you're doing for a living at all. It just means, you know, you see a lot of people, do a lot of things, and you're able to relate to a lot of people. The restlessness of that card extends to your romantic life as well. Whether you admit it or not, you probably have a problem with long-term commitments, or if it's not you, the flip side is, again, you draw people who are like that, you know, who turn into flakes on you. And it could be reflected as choosing partners who cannot commit just as often as, you know, you not being willing to. But you've got a thirst for adventure to keep you searching for what lies ahead, and perhaps often leaving the past behind. So, you know, it's one of those times and places where, you kind of pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again, and, you know, kind of don't let things get you down. You know, just kind of, you know that behind clouds, you know, behind every storm cloud, there's, you know, that shining lining type of moment. So Kind of look for the silver lining. There's always something to be learned out of a relationship, you know, lesson. So look for the deeper truth. And that's what I got.
Great. Does that help you, Christopher?
It does, yes.
Thank you, and we're welcome, all of you guys who are doing, to follow along. This is Living in the Psychic Realm. We're the psychics from Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Realm, and we're just having ourselves a blast. We're going right in as quickly, as fast as we can to get most of you handled. Thank you guys this weekend. I know the show did not air, and I love the emails that ones who really were concerned. I love the fact that you guys listened to the archives of some of our older ones. Me and Casey Kelly have been doing this since, I would say, before time, but we're not only been doing it a couple months teasing. 845, you're live with Psychics Living in the Realm. How are you?
Hi, I'm flat on my back today. It's Diana. I have bronchitis, so I guess the spirit guides are forcing me to be quiet today. But I figured I'd call in and see about a reading and say hello to everyone.
Glad you did, and we always love to hear from you and you know, think very good thoughts of you. Give Kelly your date of birth, and she'll give you a mini of the cards, and I'll give you a mini of your name reading to see what's going on beside your health, not feeling good on your back, and we love to have you around.
Okay, it's April 24th, 1961.
24th?
April 24th, 1961. I'm sorry.
Okay, nope, I wanted to double check. It's like, got it.
Good.
Yep.
And we got, okay.
My voice is about four octaves slow.
Look in here,
I'm a cold, man.
On that reading, and that's what I also have for you. So as we look at this and going there, I also did not only see you to have this happen in your energy for the next 3 weeks, it's going to be even stronger for you and able to really, you're going to notice that you're having some energy in and out of the house. They're showing me that you have a positive energy working there. And those of you who know from my psychic classes, I always make sure we do our house cleansings and our work, because you can raise other odd energies. Make sure in the house, but you're going to be sensing and feeling, I feel, a person that's coming to you. They keep saying that they're checking on you. This is a person that loves you from the other side that's checking. They're telling me that as you go through this other energy, whenever we have really bad colds or different energies, obviously with the sinuses and the other work, metaphysically this is realigning and working with our pineal gland and our chakras so that we're able and more attuned to be able to pick up those messages that you're going to be getting in October. That's what I feel. And Kelly, I'll have you give her a little of the date of birth, and we'll go right on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
She has got a couple of really cool cards. She's got this Ten of Clubs as mental accomplishments, and the one I really want to talk about for a little bit is her planetary ruler, which is the King of Spades. But the Ten of Clubs, will start out a little bit with this. You're very independent, regardless of gender. You're going to act as though you're a king or queen in this suit as a woman. You have, you know, what they call the masculine mind of nature, which just means you're really analytical. You deal less with your emotional stuff, and you just really want stuff to be logical. It's kind of not quite as bad as, you know, Mr. Spock on Star Trek, but, you know, kind of there. You want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it. You've come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've really got a powerful mind, and a consuming desire for more knowledge makes you very progressive and very successful. In this life, you need to learn to regain control over your mind, which sometimes has developed a life of its own. Sometimes you complain of, you know, trouble sleeping at night because you've got this endless chatter going on. But really, to be on the best path to self-mastery is direct your mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. And you need to work hard and keep busy to be happy. Now, the one I'm really excited about for you is this King of Spades in your planetary ruler. You know, this is there. It's only like the one-of-a-kind moment. This ruling card allows you a great deal of potential power, but along with that, a great deal of responsibility, which it does say few people choose to bear, but you have that opportunity and ability to accomplish great feats in this lifetime, but you have to abandon some of that creative and playful activities in order to attain it. It's like you'd really, you know, be into the work moment. Sometimes you can be really bossy and stubborn, although you do have great wisdom to share with other people, but the question is, will you follow your own wisdom? With this card, you have absolutely no excuse for not having a really successful, satisfying life. But again, it reflects how your choices are in life and the true measure of who we are. Uncertainty and concerns around love, marriage, and romance are there to deal with. But you decide whatever you want to deal with those type of things. But man, this is a really good pair of cards to have. So you've really got some fortunate stuff there.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I know I am doing house cleaning, so that really resonates with me. And, you know, even though I'm not feeling physically well, spiritually and emotionally, I'm okay. You know, I'm just going into this new stage into my life, even though I don't have a job and I can think about all those bad things, but I think everything is about to start changing for me. I really feel that. And I think it will.
We welcome you and thank you. And at this point, we're going right into our one question. 1-917, you're next. And how are you doing on living in the psychic realm?
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Tina. How are you?
Great. We're trying to get everybody in. Thank you for being so patient. I know you've been here a little while, and we're having technical kooky blooky blog talk wookie. So this is Psychic Jethro and Kelly.
Meteorite showers are hitting the satellites. That's what's happening. I'm serious. That's what's happening. The meteorite showers are hitting satellites, and it's knocking satellites out. That's what I just found out is going on.
And Tina, can you go ahead and give Kelly your date of birth, and then I'll talk with you a few minutes to give you your first reading, and she'll follow with your numbers.
Thank you. My birthday is 11/27/73.
Okay. And I see with you, Tina, that's also happening for you in energy is that I'm getting a lot of energy there happening with you and some strength. I feel like you're making some things happen in your career. They're showing me that you're out there. You're working and you're talking and you're handling and you're doing some kind of a networking here. They tell me that you're going to be able to have more people than you realize also in your corner for you to be successful.
Oh, great.
Very good. Very positive. I also see this is going to change here as this meteor showers is going. It's kind of like a way it's knocking out the little scary gremlins. It's hitting them in the head. It's making all the little kooky things that have been standing your way out of there. I see like the violet flame doing the obstacle of clearing that, and Ganesh, the Hindu god of clearing obstacles, come in and just clean out all of the energy there so that you're able to have it. They do tell me that love's something going on with you. There's a little bit of sadness there. We definitely need to get with you and look at it.
You said there's sadness with love. What do you get from my boyfriend, Corey?
I get that they seems to be like there's some kind of decisions that are going to be made here shortly between the two of you is what I'm getting. Kelly, go ahead and give her with the numbers and the date of birth.
Okay. She is called the Peacemaker card. She's a Six of Hearts with an Eight of Clubs as her planetary ruler. The Six of Hearts is called the Peacemaker card. It's a card of peace, harmony, and stability in love and family. The Six of Hearts person is aware of the law of love and strives to maintain stability in relationships. It can make for a really satisfying life or one of monotony and boredom. Depends on how it's handled by the individual. You're somewhat fixed. You dislike changes and upsets. Sometimes it can keep you in a relationship longer than necessary as you kind of sort out your intentions and motives. You're usually successful and can apply great mental power to most any area with success in spite of potential fears about, like, not having enough. But in the relationship step, in process of learning about responsibility of love, you have personal relationships to deal with that come from past life. They can be positive or negative nature, depending on the unique karma, but those relationships always seem fated. For that same reason, many of the Six of Hearts feel there's a special love for them somewhere out there. Anyway, you sense and believe that someday some special person is going to magically, you know, show up in your life to make everything better for them, and it may or may not happen, but, you know, many of them just carry that dream throughout their life. Your basic love karma is really good. You can have an ideal marriage. You really prefer to be with those you can do business with and expect those to marry and hold up their own end of the bargain. You're usually able to get what you want in matters of love as long as you maintain the attitude of being responsible and listening to the call of the higher love nature. With that 80 club, it gives you a great deal of mental power, adds a bearing of power to your entire personality. Mental aspects give you ability to tackle enormous feats that require concentration and organization. Many with this card end up in professions where those traits are a requirement, like law, writing, research, management.
No.
You're probably really good with people, especially in your work, and you tend to attract powerful partners on a personal level, and you find that you might get a power struggle with them, you know. And that's what I got for right now.
We thank you. I don't know where you went, Tina, but I hope you heard that. And Kelly, thank you for giving that great report. And we go right back into 917. You're next on Living in the Psychic Realm. How are you, 917?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. So, and what did you get from Corey? What did you get of decisions we're going to make?
All I got was that little bit of it. We're given like a few minutes because it's a free radio. Tina, I'm glad we come back. I thought Nori watched you, and it's like what I got there is they said it's going to be working with you and him together. Please get a chance to get one of the full readings so you get like the half an hour or get with one of the psychics, because we give you a mini on the radio, and it's really, we know, you know, we're not, I want to make sure with my accuracy, and what I get with that is you and him are going through some things there that's going to be a decision. They're showing me that, and I'd like to look at a picture and see more than just, you know, what I'm sensing through you in the phone. And what I'm also getting with it, really sadly, is I feel like there is something there. I would have to look at it a little more and do an in-depth reading, but there is something coming here for you and him by the end of September.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and we welcome 512. How are you?
Hey, Jethro, how are you?
Going delirious, Yvonne. I'm glad you called in. I can't go fast enough, and there's too many people behind the phones.
No, I bet. You're so busy.
Oh, man. And then they turned around. The Blog Talk Radio ripped me off minutes. And then I was trying to get on there. And for 8 minutes, Kelly's reading one lady. And there's other people ringing in. And I got them emailing me, where are you? And I'm like, trying to call.
No.
It did. It just dropped you like a rock. Oh, my goodness.
We love it that. Is it me and Casey Kelly?
I just wanted a general reading, I guess.
No problem. We've got you.
I just wanted to say hi.
I'm glad you did. We always encourage our friends and family. We love with this, Yvonne. And give Kelly your date of birth, and she can do a little quick mini on your numbers, and I'll give you a little bit of it. And you'll have 3 minutes, and then we roll on to the next ones of you guys. We're rolling. We're
okay.
Getting there to the end of the list.
Okay. It's
8360. 8360. Okay. August. Ah, Leo the Lion. Cool.
Okay. I see you with some help here in your health, and I see you going through your Leo the Lion, a little angry like always. But what I love is that the angels are saying that you're going to be through some of this. You're not feeling real comfortable with health, but it's going to be able to go. Hang in to the energies of it. Know this is not lasting, that your health is going to be really getting on a better note. When I look at relationships, I'm getting a really intense energy instead of general. And what the guys are telling me is you're hanging onto a hand that's very chilly and hard to do. If you give this person all of your full attention, you may end up getting a little scuffed up and hurt on this one. This is like when you're a little kid on the playground and the little kid doesn't sure what they want to do and you try to be their friend and they end up not wanting to. The guides are telling me at this time, keep your own counsel, relax, and worry more about your health and relationship, because there's a lot of thinking about you going on from a lover, and this lover is really trying to make their decisions. The sad part is they're not able to usually make their decisions without other factors.
They're not able to make decisions with what?
They're not able to really make those decisions without all the factors. They haven't got everything there together to make the decisions they want to. I feel they've been thinking of you and would like to be around you more, but they're not able to do that. They have other factors there, other people, other situations that are holding them where they are, is what I feel. Yep. Kelly, would you go ahead and let her know with her date of birth cards? And
all righty. Well, first of all, the Leos have no separate planetary ruling cards. So what you have is you are a Ten of Diamonds, which is really cool because it's called the Blessed card. So you have like the Ten of Diamonds twice. So you get, you know, double, fun. It's like, you know, twice as nice. You sit in the very center of the life spread. You're protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessings. It's the card of material opulence. Though it says few of you actually achieve that. However, Ten of Diamonds are protected financially. We'll always have a certain amount of really good luck. To achieve your highest potential, you need to be involved in a business, preferably your own. You have the know-how to manage and run a business any size. Many of you inherit or marry into wealth. You love to be the center of attention, which is, you know, a direct correlation to their cards sitting in the very center of the life spread. It also sits very well with Leo. With so many blessings, right, you know, being a generous soul, but sometimes, you know, not so much. A lot of you just, you know, direct those blessings to acquisition of either more money or, you know, do some of the negative things with it, which you don't want to be there. It's like you need to really be focused on get on that spiritual path. You have a Queen of Clubs as your karma card. It's a card of intuition and service through knowledge. And when you devote those talents and resources through this to helping the world, all pins are in danger of becoming overly fixated on sometimes accumulating things, you know, related to your suit. For the Ten of Diamonds, that tends to be a money fixation. But with your creativity and intelligence, you're always successful in whatever you undertake. And usually that power is directed toward business, financial gain. There, and literally, there's no size of business or financial enterprise you can't handle. If you develop that spiritual awareness in later years, you're going to be filled with expansion of your mind and soul instead of, you know, having doubts and insecurities. Then you find an artistic avenue of expression in later years, which brings your worth. You've got a really strong desire for love and relationships. You also have karma from past lives that you've got to discharge through one or more difficulties, divorces, separations, you know, difficult relationships. The karma you bring into this life is having been, in that previous life, the one who left someone else unfairly and unlovingly. So in this life, you're here to kind of balance that scale. So it's like it's possible that might happen with you. You want love, you use this one to initiate new relationships. Your own emotional restless nature, though, you've got to deal with that before you can really have a successful marriage. You find yourself in situations where you've got to sacrifice your own need for affection for higher reasons or to help others in need. And you're learning to love yourself and the child within, your inner child. Finding that relationship within brings you more fortune in other relationships as well. So that's the short story.
Very good. Very much on there. We thank you. And Yvonne, I hope we've helped you with a little bit. Continue on, and you, our blessings with you. And know that soon we'll be able to talk to you again on a better note when we're not so rushed today.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys have a great day. Thanks for answering the call.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you for calling in.
We got 580. What do you know, 580?
I was wanting to see about relationships.
No problem. If you'll give us your date of birth to Kelly, she'll do your birth numbers, and I will turn around and do your relationship.
9/11/91.
Oh, I caught was 91. Okay, that was my favorite.
9/11/91. So September 9.
Oh, wow, 9/11/91. Okay. Gotcha. That's call 911. Oh no. Okay.
We got to get your first name here, 911 caller.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm picking up, as we're going into the energy with you, I feel like you also are having some things here in your life that are making some decisions here that you need to do. It's really ironic because I keep picking up a lot of other things going on there, like someone doesn't want you to have a relationship. I feel like you're being blocked.
I don't know from who. I mean.
Okay. When you said love and relationship, what I also get there, too, is I also see some other energy there going on with you, and it seems that there's other places and other people looking, and you've got people that want you to be out doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel that you've got going there, and yet I don't feel that they really want you to have a full relationship. They want you to stay fun and enjoy things, but they don't want the relationship because when you get into a relationship, you change and you start becoming more homebody, more loving, more with that person. So they want you to party and have the fun. They want you looking, but they want you also, where you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but they kind of like the fact that when you're single, they get more attention from you.
Yeah.
I get that. And Kelly, would you go ahead and give her date of birth and see what else we've got?
Definitely. I understood right away, immediately, as soon as I saw this one. She is a female king of clubs. And it's like when you have a woman and with that kind of power, you're also your planetary ruler is the Jack of Diamonds. But the king of clubs is called the master of knowledge. You're sitting atop the suit of knowledge and communication. King of clubs holds everything needed to be an authority on any area you really choose. You have a direct line to knowledge accumulated from many lives. Rarely do you live your life by any other doctrine, philosophy other than your own. It's like, well, what feeds your mind is inexhaustible. It comes from a higher source. You are the people who live by your own truth. In relationships, though, there's a lot more on that one, but I'm kind of skipping ahead here because you have basically good marriage karma. You love the feeling of being in a close relationship. However, there's aspects of marriage that are very challenging. One of the major challenges is that part that, you know, talks about you're going to lose your personal freedom in a marriage. And that freedom word is a very important for a king of clubs, something to be treasured above all else, including sometimes a happy relationship. But the female king of clubs often has some major challenges associated with either marriage, sex, children, whatever. You've got this queen of hearts Pluto card. Can manifest in a lot of ways, but we always find some talents connected in the lives of a female king of clubs. You benefit from learning more about this card, which represents lifelong transformation issue for it. And it's just the fact that you have so much, so much power as a king. It's like, really and truly, guys have a hard time trying to deal with the power that you manifest, deal with that power that's around you, because you really, you know, are in a, you know, if you think of the traditional king on a throne, it's like you want to be the ruler of the home, and a lot of guys don't want to step down and play the queen. Okay, so it's really problematical, you know. It's like, no, honey, really, I'm in charge. It's like, you know, I might say with my mouth, oh no, honey, I'll follow you. It's like, you know, and that little, you know, I'll say your guardian angels, whoever's standing behind you, go, no, dude, really, she's the king of the house. And it's like, you just need to accept it and get on with it. But that is really intrinsic in what's going on, and that's just, you know, that's kind of your life path. And interestingly enough, you know, you kind of chose that one, and it's to deal with knowing how to be a good master of power, a good master of knowledge, because it really, you know, you're going to learn a lot of things. And the biggest thing is just learning. A lot of club issues too deal with the heart, and it's like dealing with your emotions, because sometimes it's hard for the clubs people to tie into and tie your head to your heart, because you have a lot of knowledge, but you need to let your emotions get in there too. And it's like, and it's when you start dealing with the emotional things, it kind of bogs you down. You know, you kind of go, oh man, dealing with my head is so much simpler. It's like I get into these messy emotional things, and it's like it's just so much tougher. And you tend to think of love sometimes really analytically. So it's, yeah. So there's lessons to be learned there, you know, that books never taught, as the quote goes. But I'll just say, you know, keep them on. You know, it's like, don't get discouraged with stuff. It's just like, you know, keep putting one foot forward and go, okay, what did I learn from this relationship? And this is okay. And, you know, whatever. And sometimes it's that compromise. It's that real, you know, go on, honey, you know, really, can you take me as a powerful woman? Because that's who I am. It's like, and really, you know, The woman is supposed to, I mean, I'm sorry, this is straight out of Jewish stuff. Woman rules the home. The man rules in synagogue. So it's like, it's not at all bad to meet the major domo in your home. It's okay.
Yeah.
You just got to find a guy that wants to do that, okay? And they are out there, because as the other, my other old thing my grandma used to say was, there's a lid for every pot and there's a pot for every lid. So somewhere out there, there is that, you know, perfect person for you. Maybe, you know, they're not the perfect walk on water person, but they fit with what you need ideally.
Yeah.
That helps. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, and welcome back. We'll come and get a hold of us again. Get a hold of us. This is Psychic Jethro and Casey Kelly doing our birth card reading and our psychic readings. We've got a couple of readers left. I mean, we've got a couple of people that need to be read left, and we got 12 minutes, so we're going to give you that two-minute time. What is our special this month of coffee and psychic tea or me? We have a really good promotion for those of you who are helping and get the coffee going and like to try it. We did a really good special that any of you who want to buy the coffee and you go on and you buy a tea or a coffee, you get a reading, and this is a one-time deal. So you guys who have got a chance to do this today, go in today on August 14th and buy a cup of coffee through Jethro's site or through any of the sites that you're hooked through with me, and I will book on there anyone who has bought it. Write me, say, I bought the box of coffee, tea, or chocolate, and I will give you a half an hour reading this week. And that's wild, because this week is going to be, you're going to have morning or evening hours. And I'm staying up late. I'm working a lot of hours for the book. But I will give you that reading if you go in and buy it. Anybody who does, Kelly, let them know about how they can get a business started through this and do that to be signed up. And then we'll add a reading in there so that they can have a full, I would say, an hour reading if they do that.
Okay, definitely. Give me a call. And I'm Kelly. I'm at 719-289-4907. And that's to get in on Jethro's August. Thought we were doing the tea reading. A lot of people were asked the tea reading. I said, well, I know it's 30 minutes if you buy the box of tea, and I thought it was 15 minutes for the coffee, but okay, it's like he changed it up a little bit on me, so I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. That's okay.
They call in only to the guests, and we'll give them that now. They're getting a deal. So, you know, I had a lot of people wanting the coffee. They're like, we want our coffee. We want our 30 minutes with you. So I'll give it to you if you'll do it. But you got to do it.
Yeah, I got to do it. Give me a call. And then if you really like the coffee and you'd like to get that gourmet healthy coffee delivered to your doorstep at wholesalers prices, you can come on. I'll show you how to walk you through it. show you how to become, it's called a distributor, but it's like, it's essentially like I call it the Sam's Club Coffee Cup moment. You sign up, you join the company, you get wholesale prices, and if you choose to do business with that, it's a really great at-home business. Where else can you sit around and introduce people to drink coffee for free and actually get paid for it? So that's the rest of that story. It's about 15 minutes worth. You have to listen to me, but I'm not taking 15 minutes right now because I know we don't have that. But you call me at 719-289-4907 or Jethro at that 928-284-0437. Either of us can get you going and get you hooked up on stuff.
We love it. And those of you in the chat room, we are really doing it. I laughed when we were talking about this Friday, and I think it's excellent. We are looking at some cruises later on in the year. One of the really good things about down here and living in Florida is there are phenomenal cruises that take off that you can get in real well. Of course, we would do the healthy time of the season, so we enjoyed ourselves. One good thing about being psychic is we would know when to go out, and I love that because we do have some people who are looking at that, and I will be letting you guys know if you get a chance. I would love to do a Psychics Gone Wild Living in the Realm family out there cruise. We take 3 days. We go out. We go to the Bahamas. We get all you can eat for 24 hours on a cruise. Enjoy ourselves. We put some classes together on the cruise. And then we could all sit down together, raise energy. One of the really great things about being on water is water really is a great conduit, so we would have a lot of positive. The ships that I've heard of and everything that we've talked with and the one that we're going to take, I am working with them on it, and they've been very positive to me because I have some clients through that company, and they're working to see if they can get me a really good deal, and I'll keep you guys informed because any of the family or the Blog Talk Radio, I'm trying to get you guys a really good discount to where you could come down, have a couple days, play on the cruise, have fun with all of us, and go back where it's all, you know, it's really affordable. Remember that class in November, we have a psychic class in Sedona, Arizona, and I just had two other people confirm with me on it. We are definitely going to be doing the class there. Get with me at 928-284-0437, and I can set a time with you there in November to do the psychic class. We got the lady Cheyenne who called in earlier. I know you're listening in still, and I've got you going to do a reading with me. Please, you know, talk with me, and I will remind, you know, when we get on there, if you have any chance to go, do the 3-day class in Sedona. We've got the vortexes and the work. This will be my first one down here in Tampa. It took me a little while to resonate and get used to the place here. I have really had a great time and loved doing the walks, doing the nature walks here, because as everyone knows, Tampa is like a magical place. There's some beautiful places and animals and things here. I've had a couple of the days that do get a little warm, but the really great thing is, you know, I don't have a problem with that. So I welcome all of you guys. We are down to the last few minutes. The last two callers are still on. Hang on, because we'll get with you. That's 678-2030, and 845 just came live. That was Carol. 678, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really great. I welcome you, and thank you for calling Living in the Realm. This is Psychic Jethro and Kelly. Are you ready to get a little psychic realm?
Sure.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have you give your date of birth and your name. We'll do a real quickie here. We've got actually 2.5 minutes. See what me and Kelly could do for you.
Okay. 011192, and I'm Sierra.
Great. And Sierra, I'm seeing with you that you really have some other stuff going. Kelly, did you get the date of birth?
March 1st?
01.
January 11th. Oh, January. Okay, I'm sorry. January. Uh-huh. January 3rd?
11.
January 11. Okay. Oh, golly. That's why I never laughed. Thank you. That's one of my bets. Okay.
Kelly's been drinking
wow.
a little rum tonight, but she's ready to come to Florida and be a pirate. No, I'm kidding. Sierra, what the really good thing is that we're teasing. Kelly's sober. She drinks all over.
I know, because I don't drink. I'm a teetotaler. That's what's so funny.
And so are me and Becky, as the law knows it. No, I'm kidding. We are. But it's like as we go through a teasing with our family here, we've got with you, Sierra, some energy going. I feel like the angels are telling me that you're looking at doing some change there. Something's going to change for you that's going to be even some other strength. I see you later going and doing some other work. You've got a good creative hand. I see you drawing or doing something with your hand. You're like able to, you've got some real creativity in you, just haven't been able to really express it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to jump in on this right there because the January 11th, you're going to really laugh in this. It's the Three of Spades, and it's called the Artist Card. Through
cool.
the Three of Spades, have the opportunity for great success in life if you're willing to work for it. You have a heavier load than most because spades, think of that spade in the garden, and we're not talking rototiller, okay? Indicated by that position in the Saturn line. But if you work hard, you receive the blessing of being in the Jupiter column, as seen in the life spread. You've got a Six of Diamonds karma card. It tells us there's a karmic debt to pay on a financial or value basis. You're often associated with Six of Diamonds persons who are the collectors of those debts. The main lesson to learn is responsibility, fairness with financial dealings, and money in general. So that's what you're here this life learning on. Three of Spades person often has to pass through some experiences where you feel you were treated unfairly on a financial level, but that Six of Diamonds tells us that most, if not all of these, are just the payments being made from past lifetimes. Three of Spades, you can really have indecision about work or health, and you should watch your health carefully. The more you worry about health, the worse your condition gets. So think positive, okay? You have responsibility to watch your thoughts and feelings as they relate to health matters. In many cases, health problems can be traced to emotional stress in your life. Your strong work and career drives often interfere with your attention to your bodies and emotions, but with that such a strong creative urge, you can also spread yourself too thin and get stressed out at times. In your relationship stuff, it's a very highly creative, romantic person needs a partner with whom you can share those interests. Your hurdle to the lover is based upon inner fears of abandonment or rejection you've got to deal with, but overall, you've really got good marriage potential. You just need that outlet for your creativity because you just, you've got so much creativity there. It's like being that artist card. You got to let it out. You got to shine with it. You know, even if it's if you're a bricklayer, you can still do artistry in your bricklaying. Okay, so it doesn't matter what job per se that you follow. Mm. It's like it's using it whatever that way.
Very good. I hope we helped you, Sierra. And 203, we've got 2 minutes with you too. How are you, 203? California. I guess California is not hearing us. 203? All right. 845,
oh,
you're online.
No, I just called back in. I got dropped just to listen. It's Diana.
Diana, I'm so glad. And we got 203 here. Wait, can you hear us, 203? We heard you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Really
very
good. Is this Woody?
Yeah.
Okay. I always try to make you California. 213 is California. 203 isn't. That's why I messed with you, Woody. How you been?
Okay.
See, our psychic, okay. I should not play with the numbers and read the numbers. I should just let you talk and read like I'm supposed to do my job.
But I need
Woody,
the numbers.
Welcome you. And we need the numbers for your date of birth to give to Kelly. You have 2 minutes.
Oh, 10-10-80.
Cool.
10-10. Okay. October 10th. Queen of Clubs, Jack of Clubs. All righty. You're a very nurturing person. Let's see. I'm going to say, Queen of Clubs, Five of Clubs. Okay, with Five of Clubs as your planetary ruler. That Queen of Clubs, anytime a person has a queen as their birth card, it's always going to indicate, you're very nurturing. And in this case, it's called the Mother of Intuition card. You're very service-oriented. You're receptive in nature. That mental nature of the clubs inclines that queen to deal in publishing trade, administrative work, or among the more aware ones, some psychic work. You've got some good intuitive ability there. You're always aware of your place in the royal court, and you resist anyone trying to mold you in any particular way. You have this displaced card, the Three of Hearts, as well as the Five of Clubs in your Venus position, telling us about uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship. And it makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness in those areas. Your mental gifts are abundant, and whether you realize it or not, you're always receiving knowledge from your natural psychic gift. You have incredible organizational minds, but you live life at such a high pitch, you're often stressed out or overdoing it. In the relationship bit, a lot of them get married, but not all of you are happy about it or make a success of it. You've got a powerful mind and wills, and not a lot of partners can handle that in your willful ways, okay? You have some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that's going to be brought to fruition at some point in your life. For that reason, sometimes, you try marriage once and go, I don't want to do that again. But then again, some of you persist in that, too. You change your mind a lot about what you want, and it can make your partner feel really insecure about your love or, cause a separation. So it's like you really need to work on being constant and consistent, if you really want to draw that love person in. That's what I got today.
Thank you, Woody. We've got 60 seconds. It's rolling out. I hope we helped you, and welcome to Living in the Realm, and keep good thoughts out there for you all. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're looking at the last few minutes of it, going there with Psychic Jethro and Kelly doing the work for all of you guys that we've helped. We also are really welcoming you to follow along. Hit that little button on the right side, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, to become a follower. Call us at 714-333-3354. Tomorrow night, you're going to have Sandra Green doing a numerology readings for all of you and fun and games. We're also going to enjoy right on into Thursday with Be and Talk and Teach. Do not forget Friday, and Friday's where we're going to have me now. I'm back doing readings one more night, a Friday fright. Here we go. Grab your hair tonight. Then we turn around, get really intense. We do a fun week out, and it's Saturdays on Wild with Jethro, and Casey Kelly's going to be joining us on Saturdays here, reading just like she did there. We got to see you. We have 10 seconds to say goodbye. Kelly, would you like to tell them anything?
Have an awesome day. Thank you guys for calling in. You guys are what makes the show for us. And, you know, we appreciate you talking to us and having a wonderful day. And come back and see us. We're on 7 days a week, either at 7...